You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Checking out the information here I get over there. Tons and reams of paper and information. Today is Global Hand Washing Day, yes. And some very dire statistics about germs, which I won't tell you right now, but 33% of people don't use soap when they wash their hands. Dude, really? Not using soap when you wash your hands? Here's the thing, though. Forget about Global Hand Washing Day. Tomorrow is a very, very important day in our schools, in public schools, private schools all around. It is really to take a pro-life stand for people who are not born yet, who have no say in how they are treated. You heard me correctly when I say that. It is Students for Life Day tomorrow. You may have seen students walking around maybe a college campus or a school. It's very brave to do that red piece of tape across their mouth, right? And basically, it is a National Pro-Life Day of Silent Solidarity. Their website is studentsforlife.org, and I just want to give you a heads up on that. I mean, I guess it's a little bit late now to get, I don't know, maybe today you can, you know, give it. But all across the country, voices of solidarity, you know, are going to stand up for those lives that are taken by abortion every day. Voices that will never be heard. People that should be on your football team. People that should be in your choir. Even teachers that should be in your school are not there because they were aborted. National Pro-Life Day of Silent Solidarity. To participate, you just wear a red armband. You can do that, or a piece of red duct tape over your mouth or on your sleeve. Okay, that it'll have life written on it, L-I-F-E, life written across that block. And you can wear a pro-life T-shirt to show your support if you want to. You can put up some flyers today to show the of what's going to happen, maybe talk to your teachers, people in your school about what's going to happen like that. So as I said, it's really pretty cool. Their website is studentsforlife.org.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
You got to skip the line, Pat. Wow, we're a little over a week away from Days of Joy. It is coming up. If you'd like to volunteer to answer the phones, somewhere between 6 in the morning till 6 p.m. But on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th, that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week, let us know about it. Shoot us an email, volunteer@soundoflife.org. I want you to keep praying about that. You know, it's your ministry. It's your radio station, and when you support the radio station, you bless people in ways that are just phenomenal. It's just amazing. You just let God do it. Aaron was one of those that, your support helped create this story.
Flipping through my channels one day, my favorite song came on the radio, and I never realized we had a great station like that in our area, and now I listen to it every day. My son, Hudson, was born with a problem we didn't know about until it was too late, and he had to go to the doctors and ended up in a wheelchair for 6 months. And Mother's Day came around, and he was like, well, I want to go to church. And at that time, I looked up and saw Hudson clapping and dancing in his wheelchair with this big old cast on, and he had not a care in the world. He was happy, and he was the one going through the pain, and we're back together as a family, back together in the church. And I just thought that was so powerful how God used him to, like, say, such a blessing how these children can affect our lives.
There you go. That's just one of the many stories that you'll be hearing between Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. Days of Joy. Boy, I tell you, it's going to be very, very exciting. It's always exciting to see God work, I think, in a very, very special way.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
He's a radio announcer here, isn't he?
The Sound of Life.
He's only 24 years old, not much older than students I'm talking to right now, but he happens to live a long ways off. He lives in Zimbabwe, so he is a Zimbabwean. That's what they say. And he has a very modest job as a waiter, and he has wages, of course, and I would imagine tips. I'm not sure, but, it's a pretty meager job there, and he decided to do something in a settlement that he lives in. And he co-established a soccer academy. You may have heard how popular soccer is in the rest of the world, and maybe to you, it's your passion. It's called the Ground Up the Ground Up the Harvest Soccer Academy. Ground Up the Harvest Soccer Academy. It started a couple of years ago, and the aim is to get children off the streets, of course, and to nurture them, actually to be professional players, I guess. His name is Kevin Muodzi, I think. Couldn't figure out how to pronounce it. And he actually plays soccer for a club near his town there. He uses his wages mostly from tips earned from a waiter job at a restaurant, and that is to fund the academy. It's actually a pretty cool story right there, and it makes me think of soccer balls. And coming up in a couple of minutes, I'll tell you how we can really help out kids in a very meager way. You say, well, I can't do anything like he's doing, but you can kind of get in on that soccer craze around the world, and I'll tell you how coming up in about 10 minutes. Friendliest guy in music, Mikey, right here from Seventh Time Down. Got a concert on the way. I'll tell you about that. And I talked to him a little over a year ago about a new song. Mikey, working on a new song?
I think so.
Yeah, really?
We have one that's like, when I hear it, I'm like, man, this is really cool. This is really simple. My kids go around the house singing it already.
Ooh.
So I'm thinking I might be onto something here. So, it's called I Have Decided.
Ooh.
It's pretty cool, man. We kind of went back and took a couple of days where Cliff and I were like reading through some old hymns as we were writing songs. And yeah, we hung out with this guy that we wrote God Is on the Move with, and he had kind of been doing the same thing, you know, just thinking about, you know, Psalms and Proverbs and hymns and all this thing. And he comes in and he's like, hey, we just think about that hymn, you know, I have decided to follow Jesus. And like, dude, that's amazing. You know, like, let's rethink that. So
yeah.
It's kind of like just from scratch, you know. And if you've never heard the hymn, but you would never know that, like, we decided to kind of rethink this older thought. But we did, and it's really cool, man. I liked it. Pretty interesting to do that. But my manager, he sent me the song in my email, and I just connected with it so much. I said, man, that's what I want. I want to do that, because it's originally an Elevation worship song. And, again, we kind of got our start playing worship songs at church camp and that kind of thing. And I think really people will be surprised when they hear the new record, because all of our lyrics obviously are super vertical, but we're kind of making them vertical, but also really congregational with this next record. So we're excited about that.
Thank you, Mikey of Seventh Time Down. They are teaming up with the Rhett Walker Band and OBB. It's called the I Have Decided Tour. It's coming to Goodwill Church in Montgomery on Saturday night, October 27th. Coming up really quick here in a couple of minutes. Really quick coming up. Right after Dr. Tony Evans, we are going to play Finish the Line. Or the lyric, if you want, okay? So I'm going to play a little bit of the song. Boom, stop it real quick. You don't have to sit down, but you can tell me the next line, and you get yourself a pair of tickets. First one that can do that. Had a little fun yesterday. Going to have fun today on the hotline. I'll tell you about that. I'll give you the cue to call coming up. Hang on.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You'll find him a real friend in need.
The Sound of Life.
Only Jesus.
I don't care if they remember me, only Jesus. I know people have struggled with that. Billy Graham was one of them. In fact, when they started to make that whole barn into a museum about him, boy, he really was like, nah, it's not me. Don't forget that. He was really happy with the big cross that they put on, which is really kind of cool. That's a new song from Casting Crowns there. It's called Only Jesus. Well, it's that time of the year. It's actually past that time of the year, but I guess maybe in Pennsylvania, where they grow everything in abundance, it's tomato time. It must be, because this family's talking about, people are showing up at this family's house in Pennsylvania to look at their tomato plant. There's a very good reason why, and you got an opportunity to do that on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page. It is 22 feet tall. I'm not making that up. And people stop by to look at it. Sam Crum has been planting vegetables for years. He said the tomato plant he put in front of his yard, it's in Bloomsburg. Now, 5 months ago, he said, that's the first one I've ever had that just shot up to this unexpected height. He says he does have a very special fertilizer recipe, though, which I have to say probably includes manure from contented cows. I'm just saying, just the little bit of farming that I know. He said, and I quote, I fertilize it with a special concoction, and just watched it get bigger and bigger. My family has canned them, made tomato sauce and spaghetti sauce. My kids are just sick of eating tomatoes in Bloomsburg. You can drop by and see it there, Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. And the kids are like,
I think we've been over this.
Yeah, okay.
You're a national treasure.
The right song at the right time. Good morning. What a friend. Yes, it is 6:17, almost 6:17 on your Wednesday. I've got Mikey, the friendliest guy, Christian music right here. Good morning show. You got an opportunity to see him coming up on the 27th right in Montgomery. And you got an opportunity to win tickets by finishing a line from his song. But Mikey, talking about your music and how your lyrics are vertical. You said they're vertical lyrics.
All of our lyrics obviously are super vertical, but we're kind of making them vertical but also really congregational with this next record. So we're excited about that and you know, where that's going to lead us. And not that every record will be that way, but we're excited about the next one, you know,
I'd
hopefully.
Be excited, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just a thought, you know, like I said, you know, I'm kind of really in the season of, like, serving other people, and I thought, man, what better way to serve the church, you know, that has given so much to me over the years, so much opportunity and so much truth and, you know, really eternity, you know, just changing my eternity, you know, by sharing the gospel with me, you know, given this opportunity to share a record that, you know, like, here, this is a kind of gift back to you, you know.
Profound, man. How can we pray for you guys, Mikey?
Pray that we are faithful with what God's given us. Pray that we continue to grow in the Lord. And that he, I think most importantly, that, you know, he would never look away from our little old band from Kentucky, you know, that he'd keep his hands and eyes on us all the time.
Excellent!
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
He talked a little, but he didn't make sense.
The Sound of Life.
Well, next week, we're going to be doing our fall fundraiser. It's Days of Joy for 3 days next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And God has blessed this region of the world, really, with people who follow him, people who support the Sound of Life. Prayers are so, so important. I really believe that is what has gotten us through. I'll tell you a little bit of a secret right now, because I realize that most of you have never been here. Probably don't know where we are. I had a friend of mine months ago, just come to visit, and he said, I never thought about where Titan Bridge Road was. And I was sitting at, he does food service stuff, and he's sitting there right across the street from Titan Bridge. I saw a truck come out, and I realized, that's Titan Bridge. Oh, the radio station's on that road. I'll go see it. So what I'm saying is that we are very out in the open, really, on this road. We've never had any kind of a fence around it. We've got equipment, satellite dishes out, a tower with an antenna on it, things. So, you know, obviously, we're in the communications business, and it's just been wide open. And I believe one time the sheriff came in. I shouldn't say this, shouldn't throw them under the bus, but it's been years since that happened. Something happened, and he was investigating, and he kind of looked around and said, I didn't know you guys were here. So it's, for some people, it's good that they know we're here, but I really think we have angels blessing us. It's really pretty cool, and I appreciate you being part of our family. Really do. And you really are a part of the family when you let us know how you're going to support financially coming up next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And Lord, I'd like to lift up the staff here at the Sound of Life, our board of directors doing a great job, and volunteers who call, and anybody, any part of the family really that's involved in this fundraising effort for the ministry, to bless them and their families and pave the way for them to get this done so that you can work more in this ministry. Pray for healing in their families, if that is what is needed, reconciliation and unity between us all together, working together. That's how I'm praying right now, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. It will really be days of joy. And will you keep that in prayer on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th? Pray that we reach our goal, too, the fundraising of this ministry for the next 6 months. And pray that we give all the glory to God during Days of Joy. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. I guess if you can't really say the word, you probably shouldn't be talking about how to carve the things. And you've probably tried to carve a pumpkin or two. Boy, I'll tell you, I'd hate to have to try to do that underwater. But some other people took the challenge down in Florida recently, in the Florida Keys, of course. Some scuba divers went 30 feet down. They had I know what we'll do. We'll take the pumpkins 30 feet underwater, see how you can carve them then. Can you imagine how buoyant a pumpkin would be? That's the thing. See, it's like a beach ball. It's trying to get out and go up. So they said that's one of the hardest things to do because you can't concentrate on pumpkin carving. I would be concentrating on staying alive. You know, basically that's what scuba diving is, just staying alive and looking around and, you know, where's my pumpkin? Okay, I got it now. Staying alive. Okay, have I got a knife? Oh, am I staying alive? Okay. It would just be so distracting, the whole staying alive thing. But brothers Sebastian and Gabriel, 16 and 14, were declared the winners. Kudos to them. Their pumpkin portrayed a dolphin and a half moon. Okay, half moon. Yeah, I'd probably put that on a pumpkin and a dolphin. I'll let you see the photographs of what they did, which is pretty incredible considering they're holding the thing underwater and they're carving it. I think they probably had a little bit of experience maybe, you know, not only doing things underwater like that, but it's kind of interesting. I'll post it on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page for you. As far as the carving the pumpkin, what I would like to try is something I saw this year. Take a cookie cutter, which you have to admit they're at least, what, over an inch deep probably, you know, in case you have really thick batter. And then you can, you get the thickest ones you can find. You can drive them with a hammer into your pumpkin. And then it makes it a lot easier, and you can punch out shapes on there. I don't know if they have smiley face cookie cutters or not, but at least it would be better than trying to wield a knife sharp enough to cut the pumpkin close to your other hand, trying to hold it down underwater.
You know, maybe there is no intelligent life out there in the universe after all.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Well, for most of the year, Stacy Achterhoff is a teacher for homeless children. So already she's a special person. But in the summertime, she hops on her tricycle cart and becomes her sweet alter ego, Mrs. Delicious. Mrs. Delicious specializes in giving away ice cream that was paid for by someone else. Can you even imagine? I did not know a thing like that existed. People always astound me and amaze me, and this is a great, really feel-good story. For the last three summers, Mrs. Delicious has made a name for herself in Duluth, Minnesota. Bring it over here, man. We need to branch out. What, you know, if burger places can branch out, so can Mrs. Delicious. It's amazing. She's been giving away hundreds of ice cream cones, of course, and popsicles that were bought by community members who want to pay it forward to their neighbors, many of whom want to pay it forward in honor of someone else. I'll post this wonderful story. It's on the Good News Network, and I love them. That's absolutely incredible because, man, we need a dose of good news every once in a while. Isn't that great? Some time ago, not all that long ago, Adrian, remember Adrian? She's now married and living in Wisconsin, living the dream, right? That's right. But we had an opportunity to talk to Mikey of Seventh Time Down. They got a big concert coming up on the 27th. And I started out by asking Mike, well, basically I told him, I said, you know, people say, Mikey, and by the way, welcome to Cup of Joe Morning Show. You are like the friendliest guy out there there is in Christian music, man.
That's really cool. Yeah, it, you know, it probably just boils down to just Southern hospitality. You know, that's just how we were raised.
Right.
You treat people kind and, you know, you listen to what they have to say when they're talking and, yeah, that kind of thing.
So, listen, Adrienne's on the line as well, too. Okay. She's got all the tough questions for you.
Oh, no.
Oh, my word. Don't tough questions.
Hi, Mikey. I'm excited that we get to talk to you. I want to ask you, you're in the rock genre.
Yeah.
It's like your music is rock. So what has that been like to pursue the rock genre but also be Christians? Was there any kind of conflict there?
You know, it was never weird for me because growing up, you know, all the bands that I loved, you know, DC Talk, Audio Adrenaline, Third Day, Reality Check, OC Supertone, you know, all these bands that I loved, they were rock bands, and they were just in love with Jesus. So, you know, that's what they did. They made Jesus music, you know. So it's never been an odd thing for me. It's like, well, why wouldn't I do, you know, music about Jesus that's, you know, also rock? It's interesting, you know, that, you know, people always bring that up, you know, like you're a rock band, and I'm like, well, what other kind of band is there? You know, it's like when we're all rock bands, you know.
I love Mikey, Seventh Time Down. He'll be with the Rhett Walker Band and OBB, all right? Not to be confused with the Osmond Brothers Band, but maybe this is the Oswald Brothers Band. There we go. Well, we're having fun.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Good morning!
The sound of
life. I hope you're up and at him. 7:39. Richard Pacman donated blood after a family at his church organized a blood drive because their child had been diagnosed with cancer. 20 years later, and over 1,000 hours, the Chicago area man last Friday in a blue chair sat inside the office of the James R. Thompson Center to make his 500th blood donation. Wow. They had party streamers and posters around the chair that he often sits in for nearly 2 hours while donating platelets. Those are the cells in the blood that are often involved in the body's clotting process. He said he's 74 years old, and he said initially started donating blood in the early 1990s in a procedure that usually takes less than 30 minutes. So I know Big Bird, the man inside of him, is retiring, but I thought I'd give a shout-out. You should be the one getting the shout-out right there, Richard Pacman, for all the service and the work that you have done. A Cup of Joe morning show shout-out. That's the way you go, man. You're awesome. And just knowing you helped save all those lives.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
Difference between life and death. That's an exaggeration. Okay, a little bit. It is.
The Cup of Joe morning show. The sound of life.
Basically, with people who follow Jesus and, you know, with the sound of life, it is a real blessing. Into the great Northeast, mostly in the Hudson Valley and around the Capital Region and up to around Glens Falls and points north and Orange County, of course. Love you guys very, very much going over into Pennsylvania and New Jersey. But we are quite a group, quite a family right here. And coming up, it's very exciting. Fall fundraiser on the way next week. And it's Days of Joy because, well, joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. And joy can only come from God. It really can. So we firmly believe that God is using the sound of life to bring that fruit to you, to help you, that right? And as part of our family, we'd like you to pray for our fundraiser coming up. There are Days of Joy, 3 days there. Just take a like a 15-minute time slot. Wouldn't that be a really cool thing to do? Pray for the staff. We have a board of directors, volunteers, lots of volunteers. They'll be involved in on the 3 days of fundraising on 23rd, 24th, and 25th. So, of course, pray that we reach our financial goal. That's kind of an obvious thing to pray for, to fund the radio ministry for the next 6 months. But pray that everything we do would give God the glory, that people would see that and then would encourage them, bring people in and realize what a truth that it really is. Days of Joy. It is basically a plug for the Brant and Sherry Show. Weekdays here at 8 on the Sound of Life, but it is yet another original song that Brant shared and Sherry shared as well, too. perhaps the greatest of them all, and I'm reading his words verbatim right there. So without further ado, I guess, let's get right to the song. It is the I Love You in Theory song.
Okay, here we go.
Right here.
You're my neighbor. I know that. You're a little challenging to be around when you talk on your speakerphone so loudly outside when you could just hold your phone up to your ear, but you don't. Why? When you leave your dog outside on the balcony and you leave for the whole day, dog barks like it's lost its mind. Why? I love you in theory.
Yes.
But you're making it so hard to love you in more than a theoretical way.
Yeah.
I love you technically, but wow, you gotta give us a break, man.
Okay, second verse, a little shorter.
Okay, these are a lot of words in that first one.
You're a nice lady in our church, and we're glad you run the puppet team. But good grief.
Oh, boy. I am begging you, please stop.
But
good grief. Please don't take it so personally. It doesn't make us evil if we all can't join the puppet team. Wow.
Is that a why?
I love you in theory, but you're making it so hard. A big finish.
Yes.
To love you in any more than a theoretical way. I love you technically, but wow, you gotta give us a break.
So it's kind of a coffee house.
Yeah, but... I'm picturing myself in that coffee
Thanks.
House.
Yeah,
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
This is not an herbal tea morning. This is a coffee morning.
The Sound of Life.
I'm studying and looking at my tweets this morning. Got to get my tweets in. And Lee Strobel's always there. He's always tweeting out something kind of neat. If you don't know who Lee Strobel is, back in the day, he was an investigative reporter. How cool is it to have a man who was a proclaimed atheist who was an investigative reporter for the Chicago Tribune? His wife is a Christian who goes to church every Sunday and has the fruits of the Spirit in her. And Lee is like, poor thing. She just doesn't realize that none of this is true. And I'm going to investigate it as I know how to do, and I'm going to prove to her that it's not right. And since then, he's written like 12 books on the case for Christ, because in his investigative award-winning reporting, he found out that, you know what? It's true. Absolutely true. And he's one of the strongest Christians out there. He has written all these books. Anything that starts with the case for, it's probably a Lee Strobel award-winning book. Well, last night, he tweeted that he spoke at a pro-life event in Michigan. All right? Listen up. This is very cool. He said, a man in the audience fell over dead. No pulse. CPR wasn't helping. 800 Christians in the room began praying and singing Amazing Grace. He bounced back, fully alert. I'm glad God is pro-life. Well, in 1781, a few months ago, was a big battle in my home city. Not only my home state, but right in my city where I grew up. General Greene of the good guys was fighting the British General Cornwallis. Well, he lost, but there was a lot of casualties for General Cornwallis, and that's the reason my town is named Greensboro. And they even named a big street after Cornwallis. I don't know. I guess they figured, well, you know, we got to give him some honor. So he came on north and made it to Virginia and Yorktown, and there he met General George Washington. And on October the 19th in 1781, British General Cornwallis surrendered to General George Washington, and it basically ended the last major battle of the American Revolution. And they started drawing up the papers. And it was like, hey, let's get this thing on the road, right? We got a lot of things to do to get done right here. And that's really what, right after that, you know, in 1781. It's a long time from 1776, isn't it? A lot went on there. But General George Washington had the confidence to face his battles. His mother raised him right to be a godly man, and he prayed daily. And he was a very humble man that God used. It's a great October day and a great October weekend on the way. Glad you're along. This is Ben from Hillsong Worship, right here at Cup of Joe Morning Show, talking about their new song.
Well, the thing I love about it is that it is a real declaration of identity. And when I introduced this song into our church, I read John 8, the scripture this song's based on, and it talks about how a slave has no place in the family. But once we've been brought into the family, then we have this identity as part of God's family. And that identity is an identity of freedom.
Hopefully you can worship God without taking your hands off the steering wheel if you're driving. Who realized that Bob Smiley is a grown man and he's a comedian. And so he sees everything through a funny lens. And he now has a child in college. Yeah, that's right. The father of a college freshman is Bob Smiley, and he has released this equation to help parents figure out when their college son, I think it applies only to sons, but I may be wrong, will surprise them at home. It's in a math equation to figure that out. First of all, you may want to get a piece of paper and a pencil. X equals the number of clothes he has Y equals the number of days since washed. So when X equals Y, you can expect a visit. And from having boys myself, I don't think the amount of underwear, I don't think even counts.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's the Cup of Joe Morning Show on the Sound of Life.
And now it's time for...
Things You Didn't Know from My Dad.
Things, Sir Wayne.
Joe, how are you today?
Producer Wayne.
On this lovely Friday morning.
Doing all right.
Hello, everybody. All right, are you ready? I got a couple things for you today,
What's
Joe.
Going on?
We've got a couple new albums that are coming out.
Yay!
I thought I'd mention. Francesca Battistelli's new album called Own It, releasing on October 26th.
All right.
If you're a fan, keep your eyes open for that. And Casting Crowns' new album, Only Jesus, which is releasing on November 16th.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to
nice.
Both of those.
Thank you.
And I wanted to give an update to something we mentioned last week, Joe.
Okay.
We talked about an upcoming concert on November 18th for Sanctus Real and Building 429.
Right.
So I posted it on the Sound of Life Facebook page, and I got almost instantly, I got a comment from Dave Pettigrew.
Okay.
And Dave said, basically, hey, I'm going to be... I'm on the bill. I'm going to be playing also.
Good for you.
You know, and he's looking real forward to it. So we updated our Facebook page.
Okay.
So that everybody knows now. It's not only Sanctus Real and Building 429, but Dave Pettigrew will be there playing for everybody also.
You'll be hearing an announcement about that coming up in a matter of days. Working on it as we speak. Well, I mean, obviously not as we speak now.
Well, no.
That's just a figure of speech.
Been,
yeah. Okay.
So, Joe, I got a question to ponder for you today. I'm in the process of reading a book. Called Unchristian, What a New Generation Really Thinks About Christianity by Dave Kinnaman.
Very sobering. A punch in the gut, as I like to say. It really is. If you're a Christian, it is.
It is. It is. So the question that was asked in the book, this question was asked to non-Christians, and the question is, what phrases do you believe describe present-day Christianity?
Loving, caring, giving, any of those?
No.
No?
Of them.
Really?
None of them. Not from non-believers, anyway.
Wow.
So here are the top phrases that were chosen. Anti-homosexual, judgmental,
oh boy,
hypocritical, too involved in politics,
whoa,
out of touch with reality, old-fashioned, insensitive to others, boring, and confusing.
Wow.
Not so good.
No. Not a good image, is it?
No. Well, obviously, we don't have time to break all these down like he does in the book. But I do know that I don't believe Jesus portrayed any of those particular stereotypes. You know, so as followers of Jesus, perhaps we should consider how we portray ourselves to others from time to time.
Very good point.
Yeah. So here's a couple verses that come to mind that help Joe and myself to stay on track. So Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16, Jesus' statement on being salt and light.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So I'm going to paraphrase it. You are the salt of the earth. If salt loses its flavor, it's no longer good.
And you know what's interesting? The salt that they got from the Dead Sea, it can lose its flavor. That's pretty awesome. Not like the salt we use most of the time.
Right.
But just so in case you're wondering
in the cabinet
about
forever.
That. It's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. And then also, you are the light of the world. Don't hide your light under a basket, but put it on a stand and shine light on all in the house.
Yeah. A lot of our founding fathers thought that about our new country that was coming up. We are as a city on a hill way back, I mean, you know, in the 1600s.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting there. So how about Matthew chapter 7? on judging others. Boy, that's a hot topic there. Take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye.
Out of your brother's eye.
Wow.
And that speaks right to the one that says hypocritical that's in there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Jesus
realize,
talked about it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the last one we got for you is Matthew 22, Jesus' statement on the great commandment. We're going to focus for a second on the second greatest commandment, which is, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
That is true. Absolutely. Yeah. One of the Ten Commandments. Love your neighbor as yourself.
That's right. So what are we going to do to recap? We're going to remember to be the salt and the light, to be non-judgmental, and to love our neighbors as we love ourselves.
Wow.
And that is what Jesus was known for.
Very good, Wayne. Thank you very much.
Brother.
Very sobering, good, and I still have to go to church on Sunday.
Okay. I'll see you next Friday.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.